Unit 9, Recording 2. 1.
Muhammad Ali, the best.
The greatest of all time.
Ali, numero uno, no questions asked.
Yeah. Piston went down and Ali was screaming at him, get up and fight, get up and fight.
That was unbelievable.
May 25th, 1965. I remember it like it was yesterday.
It's one of those photos that you just never forget.
Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Your hands can't hit what your eyes can't see.
The thing I love about the photo is that it's got everything. The anger, the athleticism, the physical dominance, the pure brutality of boxing. One man's up, the other one's down.
What you gotta remember is, in their first fight, no one gave Ali a chance. Liston was this monster, this ogre, unbeatable. The boxing writers all said beforehand that Ali was gonna get killed in the ring. The Los Angeles Times said the only thing Ali can beat Liston at is reading the dictionary. You know, before the fight, there were rumors that Ali had run away to Mexico because he was so scared.
Never in a million years did anyone think Ali was going to win.
Only Ali thought he was going to beat him.
And then, of course, Ali did beat him.
It shocked the world. And then came the rematch.
That photo is of their second world title fight in 1965. It's the first round, and suddenly, Liston goes down, and no one even sees the punch.
Even Ali doesn't see it. He goes up to his trainers in the corner and asks, did I hit him? Did I hit him? And it becomes known as the Phantom Punch.
Phantom Punch.
The photo is one of the great iconic images of all sport.
Yeah.
It shows the century's greatest athlete at his peak. Fantastic.
Two.
What I love about this photo is the friendship and respect.
It's what sport's all about.
Two legends of the game swapping shirts on a hot summer's day. Magic.
It's just a great photo.
Of course, there's a story behind the picture. It was the World Cup in Mexico in 1970, and not many people had colour film in those days.
It was all black and white photos until then.
Yeah, and the photographer, a guy called John Varley, nearly didn't make it to the game. His car broke down and he had to hitchhike his way to the stadium. Unbelievable. Brazil won, as usual, and at the final whistle, John Varley's hanging around. He's waiting there with his camera around his neck. And he's hoping, just hoping, Pelé and Bobby Moore, the greatest players in their country's history, both World Cup winners, will meet on the pitch. And they do meet on the pitch. And Varley's right there, right place, right time, click, click, history.
It's a beautiful, beautiful picture.
It's the sportsmanship that we love about it.
The thing I always think of when I see that picture is the respect, the camaraderie and the meeting of two icons. Never will we see anything like it again.